It's October 5th. This is my fifth Octaver episode. I'm Stefano, and this is Audio Boo. Yes, yet another Octaver episode. Boy, there's nothing like these Octaver episodes to go by to make you feel how fast the week has gone. It's already the fifth installment. Wow. So today's question by originally posted by Paul O'Mani about who started this whole Octaver project here on Audio Boo, the festival, the October Festival of Music, is to talk about a song that reminds you of a place. Well, you know me, I don't do things like everybody else. I'm not talking about just a song, but an entire album. And the album in this case is by a group called Weather Report. And this album was originally purchased for me by my uncle back in 1980. I had seen the album on the back of an old audiophile magazine in the section where they did a whole bunch of reviews of records and, you know, classical music and some pop, some rock. And of course they had their jazz section. And what fascinated me was the cover of the album, the cover of Heavy Weather, which is the name of the Weather Report album, features a sort of a landscape scene made up of a fedora with a lightning bolt and smoke, and it sort of looks like the fedora is a stand-in for a volcano. And what I didn't realize when my uncle bought me this and I started listening to it was how much of a landmark album Heavy Weather is. And it's become a classic. And I was listening to it a few years after its release. And that was a sample of Birdland, a piece of music that would become a classic in the jazz genre and done by everybody from Manhattan Transfer, I know, did a cover of it with actual lyrics. And I think it's been done by several other groups whose names escape me at the moment. Now, I picked this album because this album, above all other types of music and all other albums that I have, reminds me the most of my room where I grew up in a small town called Laval West. Just north of the island of Montreal, there's an island called Laval. And to the most western part of that, the island of Laval, there's a little section called Laval West, where I basically lived 23 years of my early life and probably my most, tormented period of my youth, of my adolescence. I had mentioned in other boos that I had rather an awkward youth in school, in high school, and my room in that house, in that little corner of my world, was my sanctuary. And it's where, you know, I felt safe, secure, where I felt warm, and I could look out my window and see the changing seasons and take it all in. Thank you. The album Heavy Weather introduced me to jazz in a big way. I had mentioned in my one of my previous Octavers that obviously the jazz influence came from a lot of shows that I was watching who had a lot of jazz music. But Heavy Weather was the album that just planted it for me in terms of various types of music. They used world rhythms. Joe Zawinul, who's an Australian-born jazz keyboardist, the founding member of the group, and Jaco Pastorius, an amazing bass player, who formed a rock-solid rhythm that drove those amazing songs, these amazing pieces on this album. They solidified my love of jazz and introduced me to the syncopated rhythms and a different way of thinking about music. What you just heard was a little part of Palladium, one of the amazing pieces of music on this CD, or originally album. The next piece, called The Juggler, my father actually commented that he liked the piece, and for my father to have said that he liked any music that I listened to was amazing. So here's a little bit of The Juggler. Now, I mentioned Jaco Pastorius before as one of the founding members. I don't think he was actually a founding member. I could be wrong about that. But he was one of the most important members of Weather Report. He was an amazing bass player. Unfortunately, he died very young. And the world lost an amazing musician. Just what he was able to do with a fretless bass guitar was just unbelievable. And his customized Fender Precision bass, which was beat up but became an extension of the man, it just shines in this next piece called Havona. That puts an end to the fifth episode of October. I'm going to close out now with the song I used for the intro from Heavy Weather, my favorite piece of music from the album called Teen Town. Again, a piece that has become a classic, has been done by many, many artists. It's an amazing piece of music. I love turning this up and playing it real loud. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And I know I didn't concentrate that much on the actual place that this reminded me of, my room in my little house in Laval West, but it's there that my love of music took hold and never let go.